His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. This morning we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, verse number 33. Viduropi Udhavachutva Krishnasya Paramatmanaha Kriyayo Patta Dehasya Karmani Shlaghitani Cha Viduropi Udhavachutva Krishnasya Paramatmanaha
Krishnasya Paramatmanaha
Kridayo Patta Dehasya
Kridayo Patta Dehasya
Karmani shlaghitani cha.
Karmani shlaghitani cha.
Please chant. Uddhava, Shutva, having heard, Krishnasya, of Lord Krishna, Parama Atmanaha,
of the Super Soul,
Kiraya,
Kiraya,
for the sake of pastimes in the mortal world, Upatta, extraordinarily accepted. Dehasya, of the body, Karmani, transcendental activities, Shlahitani cha, no, most glorious, cha, also. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vidura also heard from Uddhava about the appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna, the Super Soul in the mortal world, which is a subject matter sought after with great perseverance by the great sages. Purport. The subject matter of the appearance and disappearance of the Super Soul Lord Sri Krishna is a mystery even for the great sages. The word Paramatmanaha is significant in this verse. An ordinary living entity, ordinary living being, is generally called the Atma, but Lord Krishna is never an ordinary living being because he is Paramatma, the Super Soul. Yet his appearance as one of the human beings and his disappearance again from the mortal world are subject matters for research workers who execute research work with great perseverance. Such subject matters are certainly of increasing interest because the researchers have to search out the transcendental abode of the Lord, which he enters after finishing his pastimes in the mortal world. But even the great sages have no information that beyond the material sky is the spiritual sky, where Sri Krishna eternally resides with his associates. Although at the same time he exhibits his pastimes in the mortal world in all the universes one after another. This fact is confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.37, Goloka eva nivasati akhila abhuta. The Lord, by his inconceivable potency, resides in his eternal abode, Goloka, yet at the same time as the super soul, he is present everywhere in both the spiritual and material skies by his multi-variety of manifestation. Therefore, his appearance and disappearance are simultaneously going on, and no one can say definitely which of them is the beginning and which is the end. His eternal pastimes have no beginning or end, and one has to learn them from the pure devotee only and not waste valuable time in so-called research work. Nama Om Shukadaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutalesha Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kadami Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shinnavadi Paschatya Desha Kamini Vancha Kalpatar Vastar Kripatini Devi Chapatitanam Pavana Dhu Vaishnavi Dhu Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. As I was reading this verse, the word that really kind of caught my attention was perseverance. And then when I read the purport, Srila Prabhupada again writes, the word great perseverance, who execute research work with great perseverance. So then I looked up in the Sanskrit word to word, and I didn't find a word there. There is no word perseverance there. Then I looked at each word, and what I realized that this phrase, the last one, which is a subject matter sought after with great perseverance by the great sages, is not even in the translation. And so I was like, you know, because sometimes Prabhupada adds words here, there, to get that whole understanding. But that whole phrase is not there. So I was really thinking, why did Srila Prabhupada add this phrase? And then he speaks in the purport. So I looked back and, you know, couldn't find, but I actually saw that in the next verse, Srila Prabhupada, in the next verse, it describes, Shukadeva Goswami is described, uses that those words for any externally passing the material world are very difficult for anyone other than his devotees to understand. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us a little preview of it's the next verse. Actually, I think in the last class, when I was giving class, Agatmika asked a question about the title of the chapter is called Vidura Approaches Maitreya, and she was wondering, so this is about Maitreya, yeah? Vidura approaching Maitreya, but actually, the subject matter, Vidura Approaches Maitreya, we are on verse number 33, and the verses here are actually, it's not till verse number, the last verse of this chapter basically indicates that Vidura approached, it says, after passing a few days on the bank of the river Jamuna Vidura, the self-realized soul reached the bank of the Ganges where the great sage Maitreya was situated. So it doesn't even show that he like talk to him. So sometimes, you know, we get to know what's there ahead. And Srila Prabhupada, I've noticed that like in the purports of CC, we've been studying CC, that Srila Prabhupada describes in his purports about what's coming next in the verses later on, you know, he does that. So that's something, when you realize that's where that was coming from, at least my thoughts on that. But then I was further meditating on this, on the verse again, and seeing that our last verse that we studied yesterday, in yesterday's verse, Sukadeva Goswami has already bid farewell in one sense to Uddhava, because in last verse it says that he reached the pilgrimage site of Badrikashram and engaged himself there in trance to satisfy the Lord. So in the last 2-3 chapters, we've been hearing about Vidura hearing from Uddhava, and Uddhava has been giving him some telling something about what Krishna told him, or not necessarily what he told him, but about his remembrances of Krishna. And now, in the previous verse to today's, he's already said that, okay, his instructions was by Krishna to go to Badrikashram, and we hear that he left, and he reached the pilgrimage site of Badrikashram. Why are we hearing in this verse now, at least that's what my reflection as reading this verse, why is Vidura again bringing Uddhava here? Is it because the appearance, and we also know it describes that in today's verse it says Vidura also heard from Uddhava about the appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna. Now, we are aware of that because in the starting from the chapter 2 to this chapter, we have heard few times Uddhava telling Vidura about how Krishna appeared, how it was through his yoga potency, internal potency, yoga maya. He came in his eternal form. So he's telling some little tattva along with the Leela, that how he was born in the prison house, etc. And he went to his father's protection to Vraja and lived there incognito. All this was described in previous chapters. And then we also heard in this chapter about Krishna's passing away. And again, he uses that this was due to his internal potency that he passed away, and described the whole incident. So certainly, I was wondering why is Shukadev bringing Uddhava back and saying that this is what Vidura learned from him about appearance and disappearance, since he also learned about that. Well, we hear, certainly this Bhagavatam is full of rasa, and so we can think intellectually, we can see these people as personalities. And we also, I heard Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj talking about that how Shukadev Goswami, when he's telling these pastimes, is spoken in, he called it Samadhi Bhasha, meaning that Shukadev Goswami is mainly seeing these pastimes in Samadhi as he's speaking. You know, and we know that, you know, like Rupa Goswami, and we hear that how he was meditating and he was seeing Krishna's pastimes. So this is called Spurti, things manifest, and that's in Samadhi. And so one thought is that if you think about Vidura, he's feeling separation from Uddhava. We know Vidura's attachment to Krishna. We know Uddhava's attachment to Krishna. And Vidura and Uddhava looks like Krishna. So Vidura is hearing from Uddhava, who is a pure devotee, and naturally he will be feeling separation. I mean, even ourselves, we've been hearing about these pastimes about Vidura and Uddhava for the last 3 months. And we have heard so many nice classes about Uddhava. I mean, I've learned so much about Uddhava in the last 3 months. You know, our meditation has so much been about Uddhava. So you can imagine the Lord has left, and Uddhava is there in with Vidura, telling him all about Krishna, and now he has left. So maybe Shukadev Goswami is seeing that Vidura is feeling separation, and therefore he comes out and talks about Vidura being, saying this verse about Vidura also heard from Uddhava about appearance and disappearance. That's one thought came. Other thought came is Maybe Shukadev Goswami himself is feeling separation from Vidura, from Uddhava. Now, if you think about Shukadev Goswami and Uddhava, there is some similarity there. We heard, well, we know that Uddhava, he got special mercy from Krishna. Lord Shri Krishna wanted him to come to a, let's say, a higher platform and appreciate the gopis. And I wouldn't say Uddhava was a jnani, or maybe that's described somewhere, I'm not too sure, but not jnani in this. We know he had so much attachment towards Krishna, but maybe he wanted to open his heart further for the gopis. So Lord Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. We are aware of that. We also are aware that Shukadev Goswami, he was an Atmaram. He was a self-satisfied soul. And he was a transcendentalist, but not a devotee. But again, Lord Krishna, in his literary incarnation as Vyasadeva, gave him special mercy that he brought, Vyasadeva sent some hunters and somehow they brought Shukadev Goswami to come and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So there was special mercy to both, to Uddhava and Shukadev Goswami. That's some similarity I thought, but there's something else that I would like to share about Uddhava and Shukadev Goswami. And that is what Krishna thinks about Uddhava and what he thinks about Shukadev Goswami. In the verse in this chapter, we just heard a few days ago, we heard that from Shukadev Goswami, what Krishna thought about Uddhava. Again, you can see Samadhi Bhasha there going on where he can see what Krishna is thinking. Describes that Lord Krishna is thinking, now I shall leave the vision of this mundane world and I see that Uddhava, the foremost of my devotees, is the only one. Lord Krishna is saying about Uddhava that he is the only one who can be directly entrusted with knowledge about me. So he's saying he's the only one whom he can trust, where entrusted his knowledge about me, Krishna says. Now hear what Lord Krishna is saying about Shukadev Goswami. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the first volume, for those who know the story about Brihadbhagavatamrita is that Narada Muni is trying to find out who is the best of all the devotees. And in the last chapter, I think, of the Brihadbhagavatamrita, there's a whole pastime there going on, and where Krishna is talking to all the Dwarkavasis, and he's telling them about his feelings about the residents of Vrindavan. But he's basically saying that I cannot reveal my inner thoughts to all of you because you won't be able to handle it or you won't be able to understand it. And that's why I keep my feelings within. So there in Brihadbhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami, he's writing this pastime, and this is what Krishna says about Shukadev Goswami. Just one person, he says, just one person. We just heard in the previous one, He said, only he, Uddhava is the only one who can be entrusted with knowledge about me. And here, in Brihad Bhagavatamita, Lord Krishna is saying to the Dwarkavasis, just one person, almost as dear to me as the devotees of Raj, will be able to describe those topics. In other words, he's very, the topics that are very close to his heart. He said he cannot describe, but only one person can describe, and that is Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva. By the power of his great love in the mood of the Rajavasis, he will speak something of those matters to his excellent disciple, who resembles him in spiritual qualities and whom I once brought back to life. It says, just one person, almost as dear to me as the devotees of Raj, will be able to describe those topics. That is Shukadev, the son of Badarayani Vyas. By the power of his great love in the mood of the Rajavasis, he will speak something of those matters to his excellent disciple, who resembles him in spiritual qualities and whom I once brought back to life. And we know we're talking about Maharaj Parikshit. So we see that something very special as far as both of them are concerned. But before I tell you the third reason why I was thinking that maybe Shukadeva Goswami is feeling separation from Uddhava, and therefore he brings him back in this verse. You know, it's just asking a rhetoric question. Who does not hold some a special place in their heart for somebody, for the person, the devotee who brought them to Krishna consciousness? I mean, all of us have a very special place in our heart for one who has given us this knowledge the very first time. They have spoken to us. I mean, I was just remembering in my own Krishna consciousness, this devotee, his name was, I don't know if his name was Bhadra Singh before or was it Mandali Bhadra, because he got reinitiated. He was initiated by Jayatirtha. And I just remember him so fondly. He was so patient with me. I had so many questions, and he so patiently responded to every question I had day after day for hours. He's just a very special person. You know, you kind of feel eternally indebted to a devotee who has brought you to Krishna consciousness. I don't know where he is, unfortunately, now. I heard that maybe he had kind of drifted away. Actually, I was wondering this morning whether Adi Karthik Prabhu and Ruchiya Mataji knows him, because he's from England. And when I was going to the temple in Dublin, he was there. And I know that center that I was going to was opened by, I think it was started by Adi Karthik Prabhu and Mother Ruchiya, that center. But anyway, wherever he's gone. And then I know Sisha Prabhu, he got his first book from Mother Agatmika, and, you know, again, it was just a very special place in his heart for her, and me too. But yeah, those devotees are very special in our heart for those who have brought us to Krishna consciousness. So thinking that, remembering that, we can enter into what's happening with Shukadeva Goswami and Uddhava. Now, if you remember, I just mentioned that Shukadeva Goswami was an Atmaram. He was self-satisfied. And he heard, and that was Vyasadeva's plan, to send some of his disciples to recite a couple verses. And there were two verses. Now, I tried to find this, the source of this subject matter, I couldn't find the source, although I've on checking online, I see that Giriraj Maharaj also quotes that, but I don't know where it came from, so maybe those who are learned in the audience or who are listening online or who are good at research work can maybe find that out. Where does that come from? But there were two verses that Shukadeva Goswami heard. One was about his beauty, Krishna's beauty. And this is the famous verse, Bahapiram Nata Barabapu Karnayo Karnikam. That was the famous verse. This talks about Krishna's beauty. And that's what's spoken by the gopis. A version that I read about, that the first he heard about the beauty of Krishna, but then he wanted to know what are the quality of such a person. And so he heard this second verse, which we all heard within this last 3 months. And that verse was spoken by Uddhava. So Sukadeva Goswami... yes. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jigam shayapayayat apya sadhavi lebhe gatim dhatriuchitam tatonyam kambadayalum sharanam rajema. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of a mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So this verse, which is spoken by Shukadev Goswami, is the catalyst for Shukadev Goswami to go back to his father Vyasadev to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see that Shukadev Goswami has a very special place in his heart for Uddhava. Why wouldn't he? He heard that verse, and if we remember, this verse is spoken to Vidura. This is after Krishna has left the planet. So Uddhava is feeling so much intense separation, and he's saying, who else am I going to take shelter of? Who else can be so merciful than Krishna? I have no other shelter. And hearing this, the quality of Krishna, that for somebody who came to kill him, he gives them the highest goal to be in the spiritual world as a nurse. And so we can see that how Sukadev Goswami has a very, very special place in his heart. Why wouldn't Sukadev Goswami bring Uddhava back? There's so much about Uddhava. I mean, Uddhava is such an amazing personality. He's so loving. He's described that he's so charming. He's so witty. And when he massages Krishna's lotus feet, he has Krishna's lotus feet on his lap. And while massaging his lotus feet, he falls asleep. I mean, this is Uddhava. Uddhava is the only person who, when Krishna playfully takes his prasadam, that Uddhava is there with him. Uddhava is the only person who gets the remnants of Krishna. Uddhava wears what he wears is all his remnants of Krishna's clothes. So Uddhava looks like Krishna. Even the Dwarkavasis, when they look at Uddhava from far away, they think that's Krishna. They think that's Krishna is there. But then when they come closer, they realize that it is Uddhava. But they're still there very happy, even though they see that it's Uddhava, because it reminds them of Krishna. But even the family members, I mean, I don't know, Ekadashi, when you see Ananta and Kishore from far away, are you able to make a I'm assuming that you can right away tell from far away if this Ananta or is this Kishore. Am I correct, Ekadashi?
Not always.
Wow, okay. So that's nice to hear that. So I guess the Dwarkavasis, sometimes they're looking at them, they think, this is Krishna. No, actually, this is Uddhava. So I guess Ekadashi, you also go through that. So yeah, I mean, this is what happens, yeah? But they're so happy.
The twin brothers in Mayapur.
What's that?
The twin brothers in Mayapur.
Oh, the twin brothers, yeah. Jananivas and Panchagangipuru, yeah. So here it is. Uddhava looks just like Krishna. And so we see that how much Shukadeva Goswami, whether Shukadeva Goswami is saying that, bringing Uddhava back because he's feeling separation, or whether he's seeing that Vidura is feeling separation, or whether it's just the emphasis of appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna are very difficult to understand. We have certainly hearing about these personalities, and hearing about these personalities are so important. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, we heard yesterday in Akuranath Prabhu's class that Srila Prabhupada was saying that with devotees such as Uddhava and Arjun, that we can understand these pastimes, these mysteries. Here we are, we are in this verse today, Srila Prabhupada is writing that there's no need to do research work. We don't need to do research work, we just need to hear. We need to hear from these devotees. We need to hear from devotees like Uddhava, from Shukadeva Goswami. Because these devotees are real. Why would Srila Prabhupada write that he's encouraging us to learn these mysteries through these devotees? He says, such confidential knowledge is entrusted as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita only to pure devotees like Uddhava and Arjun, and one has to learn the mystery through them and not otherwise. We can learn from them. They're here. They're not historical figures. We shouldn't think that these are historical figures. They're in the history and they work for the history. No, they are still present. Just like Srila Prabhupada, we have, for those of you who have met Srila Prabhupada, he's real to you. But for us, is he not real to us? Yes, he's real to us. Do we not have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada? Yes, we do. Do we not want that after 100 years still Srila Prabhupada will be real to the devotees? Of course, we want Srila Prabhupada to be as real as it is to all of you, or all of us, be present. That's why devotees are writing so many books about Srila Prabhupada, their biographies, or we're seeing videos. It's not because to present him as a historical figure who came here and he did this. No. For us to have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada is very important. Every devotee in this movement from years after have to have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada, and that is possible. It's not possible, it's needed, it's wanted. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is telling us here in the Bhagavatam pages that we have to understand these mysteries, mysteries that appearance and disappearance of the Lord, that great perseverance, even after with great perseverance, the great sages may not understand. But Srila Prabhupada is saying, yes, we can understand through devotees at Uddhava and Arjun. Yes, we can understand. So it is very important that we have personal relationships with the devotees in the Bhagavatam. We shouldn't think that they're not accessible to us, just like we would never want any of our devotees in ISKCON movement for thousands of years to come that they don't have an access to Srila Prabhupada directly. Each one of us has an access to Srila Prabhupada directly. Through the discipline succession, succession. Through that, and yet through that, we can have direct access to Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, through Srila Prabhupada, through his words, through the Vaishnavas, we can have direct access to devotees as Uddhava here, and Shukdev Goswami, and Vidura. And as we hear, and how do we do that? How do we get that access? Is through hearing. If we keep on hearing about such devotees, and these are like little biographies. Little biographies are given here, and we can actually personally know them. One thought came to my mind. I always wondered that, in one sense, why does Shukdev Goswami in the 11th, he again brings Uddhava in the 11th canto. Well, it seems like, besides the fact that Uddhava is the only one who can bring the, give this message and share this message to everybody, but also because Shukadev Goswami having a special relationship with Uddhava, that's one thought, is that he brings him back in the 11th canto and tells us everything, the conversation between Krishna and Uddhava. So here Shukadev Goswami does not tell us, because Uddhava, again, because of his amazing nature, his humility, his perfect nature, he says, no, I'm not going to say, Viduraji, you go and hear from Maitreya, because he was also there. But Shukdev Goswami, he still wants to tell us. He still wants to tell us what was the exact conversation between Uddhava and Krishna. See, he wants us to. So then he gets the opportunity to again tell after the 10th canto is over, and we find out more about Uddhava there, about the pastime, about him going to the trying to pacify the gopis. Then he again brings the whole philosophy of what Krishna has spoken to Uddhava. So he doesn't deprive us from the conversation that Krishna had with Uddhava, the teachings. So anyway, these are some thoughts on this particular verse. So if you have any other reflections on the subject matter. Yes, Himavati Mataji.
It is strange how I feel when you say that we can have a personal relationship with Uddhava and Krishna. It's just like I cannot even imagine myself having a personal relationship with the President of the United States. And then we're talking about such personalities that are so elevated. I cannot even imagine. You know, I think it's my... that is stopping me is that veneration that I have towards these personalities that is stopping that ability to have a personal relationship with them.
Thank you for that beautiful comment and maybe a question in there. Yes, veneration is there, and personal relationship does not mean it's devoid of veneration. There is veneration, just like in yesterday's class we discussed, we should have veneration towards the spiritual masters or confidential devotees. However, just like, would you say you have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada?
Through my service.
Yes, exactly. And how do we serve these devotees? And how do we have a personal relationship? You have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada through your service. So how do we have personal relationship with such devotees that are written in the pages of the Bhagavatam? Through service. And how do we serve them? Through hearing about them. And that is our service. When we read these scriptures, we're so fortunate that not only are we serving Srila Prabhupada, because we're reading his words, but then we're also hearing the words of Shukadeva Goswami and so many others in the pages of the Bhagavatam. And the more we hear about them, the more we are serving them, and the more we can have a personal relationship with them. Just on a personal note here, I found myself actually praying to Uddhava. When I read this verse, I prayed to the Vaishnavas, I prayed to Srila Prabhupada, I prayed to Uddhava, I prayed to Shukadev Goswami to help me understand why is that this verse is spoken here at this stage. I found myself praying to them. So yes, and do you think they didn't hear my prayers? What do you think, Hemavati?
Absolutely they do.
Yes, they did hear my prayers. I think each one of them heard my prayers, and they helped me through the class for me to be able to think. These thoughts came to my mind, and I went and did the research. I remembered something. Oh, I think something he said to Sukhdev Goswami, and you know, it's not that they were there. And then I found myself thanking them for giving me some insight on maybe what may be the reason that is. And maybe none of them are the reason that I mentioned, but yet it helped me understand their certain personal nature or personalities. Like Akuranath Prabhu was talking yesterday about I think he was talking about Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada has likes and dislikes. You know, they're people. They're not impersonalists. They're people, they have their likes and dislikes, and they express what they have to express at what time, when they... I mean, Shukdev Goswami, he heard the Bhagavatam from 3-4 people, you know, from Vyasadeva he heard, but then he heard from, you know, different stories we hear from the Bhagavatam. He heard from Agastya Muni, I think, or from Narad Muni, Devala. So what they spoke is their feeling, you know, what they're expressing. So yes, we can have a personal relationship through hearing, through service, like you said. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very much. You just opened the relationship between them and me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You see, we have a heart that is like very big, and we just have to expand our heart and open all these personalities, and they will reciprocate. Yeah. There are a couple hands, and then we come to you. Yes, Nandini Guru.
Nice class. Thank you. I heard in Japa retreat once that when we sing the songs of Vaishnava Acharyas, mm-hmm. we imbibe their mood of service, like Yasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasadat, and we really... So I just wanted to add that comment after. And if you want to elaborate on that, I would really appreciate it. Also on the perseverance, if you wanted to elaborate a little more.
Well, maybe I'll hear from Ekadashi. She has a comment or question.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. I think I just wanted to say thank you for especially your comment at the end about developing a relationship with Srila Prabhupada and how important it is and how it is very possible. And I used to think, I don't know, before it was, I felt like I always kind of had that. And but I was thinking in my mind that, oh, but this is, maybe it means I'm a rhythmic kind of thing, like I'm not supposed to, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like this
yeah.
weird kind of thing in my head. And, but, yeah, over the years I've come to kind of realize how, yeah, important it is to have that, and yeah, that everyone needs to have that because he's the center of, really of our movement, and it's just so important to hear his lectures and to read about him and to hear from him directly. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, on Sunday's class, at the end, Srila Prabhupada he cries and he thanks us for helping him in his movement. And I think that we have to continue doing this. Yeah.
Thank you. Probably here.
I can just speak with you one-on-one. It would be easier. I don't know what they've been saying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Frank, over there.
I remember reading Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, where he says, after Lord Krishna departed for Mathura, the gopi girls, in Vrindavan, there are many boys looks like Krishna. It's not Krishna only, or Uddhava is the only one replica.
Mm-hmm.
Like we sing in the song of Bhogarati,
mm-hmm.
Stoko Krishna, Bhattu Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Bhattu Krishna means they are little smaller than Krishna's size, mm-hmm. but they look exactly like Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Stoko Krishna means little taller than Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Those are there. Thousands of boys just look like Krishna. But gopis never felt any attraction
mm-hmm.
towards them, because we are not. Krishna is not a form only, he is a substance. Vedam Vastavam Atra Vastu. Sukhdev Goswami says, we are worshipper of idol, means Vastav Vastu, not ideal, not idol, like a form. We are not a form worshipper. In a sense, form can take us to understand the substance. And then once we understand the substance, then we'll see that substance is the form, or form is the substance. But in the beginning, one should actually search out what Krishna is. Yes, Uddhava looks like Krishna, but he's never Krishna. Radharani in Brahmar Gita, when you see 10th canto, 46th chapter, Radharani is conversing with the bumblebees, Uddhava is witnessing, but she never felt any attraction, any wrong way to Uddhava. I don't mean to put it down, but
no.
Krishna is Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna is definitely
Krishna. And nobody
Krishna.
Can replace Krishna.
Yeah.
Our relationship with Krishna is eternally fixed, firmly fixed. We are just discovering.
If any one of you are thinking to replace Krishna, Prangavindarpur was saying, don't have any wrong idea. Krishna is Krishna. Even Uddhava, who looks like him, cannot replace him. Yes, you do.
Well, you can try to do that, but you have to do that here. That's what this place is for.
My question was not this. Sorry. Because recently, if you look at Bhagavatam 1.4.4, it says, Tasya putra samadaye nirvikalpaye. That Vyasadeva, when he was running after his son, running away, jampra vijantam anupetam upekta vittam vipayam virahatatarajva putra iti tanmaya tarava abhinedus tam sarva bhutani. In that verse, so I remember right now, conversation going on, one of the, I can say Ramaphosa Swami, he said, I want your response on this also. So some devotees are going around. Prabhupada translates in that verse, Sukhdev Goswami is a monist. At the same time, he is a great devotee. So monist, impersonalist, how can be a great devotee? And now if you bring that he is a Brajavasi, today you mentioned something about from Vyad Bhagavatam. I'm interested to dig in the information, or maybe you can help me. There is no trace, I don't want to commit offense. They're floating amongst the some, spiritual leader, not necessarily in Ishkam. That Radharani's parrot was Sukhdev Goswami, so some connection is there. Maharaj also mentioned to me, he said, how is that possible then, reconciling? So I was really having a brain sweating for last few days just to see where is the proof. Actually, there is no tangible proof that Sukhdev Goswami was Brajavasi or connected to Brajadham directly.
Yeah, I've heard some discussions on that.
Even the verses you quoted, it is also floating. There is no real record that Ahobokiyan or this Barhapiram actually given to him.
So
it was given by Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj mentioned that. I also traced that.
Okay, so where is that? Where are those? You said that Sridhar Maharaj mentioned that. That is his expression, or do any of our Goswamis or anybody?
I could not find yet.
So it is Sridhar Maharaj.
So that's why Ramapad Maharaj says he sent it back. He said, no, you want to re-edit, see again. Because it is floating amongst many devotees. And I'm also searching. Mm-hmm. I don't give up.
But maybe it's Sridhar Maharaj's own meditation.
Awesome. Yeah. He didn't say directly like this. Mm-hmm. He just quote a little bit, like the whole book here. He doesn't even say all the...
Okay. Well, thank you. It's nice for me because I really wanted to find out and I couldn't find the source for that. And I've heard devotees quoted, as I said, that I was searching, trying to figure that out, and I saw that, okay, Giriraj Maharaj used that, then I thought, okay, I can feel comfortable about repeating that. I mean, I've heard that many times before. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for your kind attention. All the glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, all the glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.